Good morning. Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope you had a wonderful night's rest and excited to be here as we kick off Sunday morning's inspirational call. That's right, you have S&B's Sunday inspirational call, and we've been talking about marital unfaithfulness this week, which is an amazing topic because it reflects our unfaithfulness to God. So I hope that you are settled in. I know some of you may be just waking up. That's all right. Rise and shine, because we are just excited to wake up to God's word this morning, as in every morning, because he's given us this gift of life. So we should honor that, treasure that, and operate in it each and every day. So we are getting ourselves all ready. Pens and papers, I hope, to take plenty of notes and ready to go forward with an amazing message this morning. Once again, we're talking about marital unfaithfulness. And I love it. I love it. What I love about it is that there's no coincidence, right? That God often uses this analogy of marital infidelity as a means to describe our unfaithfulness with him. He doesn't exactly react the way we do. Imagine in a relationship and someone was unfaithful to us, our reactions are definitely do not mimic God. He doesn't react like we do. God doesn't react. He knows. But scripture, I love scripture and how it reveals God has an intense anger and even grief when it comes to unfaithfulness and idolatry. So we have to know that it is our responsibility to put no one before him. No items, no other gods, nothing. Not our job, not even our family. These are things that he shows us in and through the life of his son, Jesus Christ, and through others throughout scripture. God is seeking a relationship with us. We are his people. He wants us to have that bond with him. And the way he makes relationships with us is through his covenants. And if you know the word, you know you'll find many covenants, many opportunities to give that vow to him. Throughout the Bible, we see him making covenants with people. And that covenant relationship is defined by commitment and exclusivity. There's only one God. It has boundaries around it that have been set up to understand what it is to live that commitment and that exclusivity. So just like a natural marriage, we take a covenant. We take vows to honor, to obey, to commit to one another. We already know how the Ten Commandments began, by God saying, you shall have no other gods before me. God wants our exclusive loyalty. He alone is our God. He alone is the first strand in our natural marriages. God, husband, wife. And when that strand is braided together as one, it makes the relationship, that covenant, it makes it stronger. Isn't that amazing? That's how God has been so kind to gift faithfulness to us. Now, have we chosen to live out that bond, that faithfulness with him? So, we are here. Folks are starting to continue to join the line, and we are continuing to go deeper into marital unfaithfulness this morning. And one of my favorite stories in the Bible actually shows out exactly how marital unfaithfulness can play out. And it's the story of Potiphar's wife. I don't know if you know Joseph. Joseph was Hebrew, and he was living in Potiphar's household.
Well, Potiphar's wife had eyes on him, and she wasn't sheepish about it. She went after him. Day after day, she tried to seduce him. She would say, come on, Joseph, you and I can have fun, and no one will ever know. But do you know what Joseph said to her? He said, how could I do this great evil and sin against God? Joseph understood it didn't matter who knew or who didn't know. If he had laid down with her, God would know. He understood that though sleeping with Potiphar's wife would be a sin against Potiphar, but most of all, it would be a sin against God. That's unfaithfulness. Knowing and doing something that you think you may get away with, but remember, God always knows. So marital unfaithfulness. We'll go so much deeper into this topic as we go forward on the call, but I invite you now to join in our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Okay. I love this topic. This is a powerful topic. This is a topic that everybody needs to hear, men, women, children, everybody. Because marital unfaithfulness is something that is severe, it's something that's real. It's something that can destroy a whole nation. Because we're talking about marriage, and we're talking about our first marriage that we don't even have a ring to. As a matter of fact, with that marriage, we have a crown, a helmet, salvation, holiness. Okay, marital unfaithfulness, if you are single, you're not single, you're married to God. If you're in a relationship, you should first establish a relationship based on the one that you have with God. So marriage is not just for two people who have holy matrimony here walking down an aisle to say, I do. Even when you commit yourself to a relationship, whether it be with God, whether it be with people, it can be you and your sister. Faithfulness is shown all the way throughout. It can be you and your brother. Faithfulness is shown. It can be you and your job. It can be you and the things that you have been called to do, called purpose. You have to be faithful. If you cannot be faithful in one thing, what makes you think you're going to be faithful in other things? In other words, how can you be faithful in a marriage when you have yet to be faithful in a friendship? You know you should be friends first, right? So if you're not faithful in a friendship with God, if you're not faithful in a friendship with people, if you're not faithful in a friendship to yourself, the Bible says in order to gain a friend, you must show yourself friendly. A part of being friendly is a part of being faithful. How can you establish anything without integrity, people? Nothing can be established without... Now, this is about to get interesting this morning. Ms. Tim, before I run my mouth, I want
yes,
you
sir.
To run yours. You want to go ahead and open us up with prayer, please?
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to rise, to just come together and just sharing this word with you this morning. We are grateful that we are talking about how it is to be faithful to you and not to go against that relationship, that covenant that you've built with us. We thank you for this opportunity to speak directly to you and that gift of life that you've given us through your son. So as we go forward on this call and visit in this topic, let's do so with open hearts and open minds. We thank you for our leader and we thank you for our ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. I hope everybody is up this morning. Now, I want to read an article, Ms. Tiana. I love this. I love this. This topic is severe. This topic is real. The thing about marriage is, you know, so many people allow others to dictate what marriage should be.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have some grown kids that call themselves adults. Infidelity, adultery. Let me first, I'm going to clear something up. Please, 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 please. Please, 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 please. y'all understand that God takes adultery seriously.
Yes, sir.
If anything, I would rather you be angry with me as opposed to me allowing God to be angry with me. To find yourself in the hands of an angry God is not a good thing. Just because God continues to bless you with something called life, the next breath, promotions, things like that, does not mean that you're in right standing with God. Do understand that the Bible says God reigns on both the just as well as the unjust, meaning the justified as well as the unjustified. Male to unfaithfulness is severe. Serious.
It is.
Bible says if you lust after another man's wife, or you lust after another man's husband, spouse, you have committed adultery. Just because you haven't been caught in the physical act does not mean that you have not been caught in the spiritual act of committing it. Since God is your head, come on now. Since God is your head, what does it mean that you need to be naturally caught? Marital unfaithfulness is anything that God wouldn't do according to somebody else's marriage. What have you done?
Yeah.
Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Because some people convince themselves, Ms. Tiana, that it's okay.
Mm. Tell it.
And they'll ride it out. Well, I wish we had some help this morning. Oh, it's going to get good. I'm telling you, I've seen too many acts of this. Would you want it done to your spouse with you?
No.
Somebody want to talk to me this morning? Because I want to have a little dialogue with somebody's. Star 5 if you want to talk to me. If you know anything about this topic, about being married, or you done seen it happen, you know, with your mom and your father. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I want you to share, because I think a lot of times people think that, well, he just saying that from God's perspective. It don't matter what the world thinks. Remember, the Bible says to be in the world but not of the world. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, go ahead and get in that fiery furnace, but don't let it consume you.
Come on.
Star 5, anybody want to talk with me this morning about this topic? Because I want to show people how real it is. Star 5, anybody. Somebody. Everybody.
Well, let's call. We don't have it. Oh, we have someone who just raised their hand, and okay. I'm happy to share about my parents if necessary as well.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get them on the phone.
All right. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
All right. So I'm about to throw some questions out at you. Okay,
yes.
This is the only bold person, Bobby. People, y'all gotta wake up.
We have one more person just raised their hand, sir.
Okay, go ahead and get them on the line too. Let me see.
All right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I hope you ain't been through none of that right there. But listen, let me start with this caller first, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is what I want to do, okay? I'm going to give you 30 seconds right quick. I know you can go longer. But tell me your experience with this topic, whether it be you, somebody else you know. What do you know about infidelity, marital unfaithfulness?
Okay, for me, what I know about unfaithfulness and infidelity, I was married for many years, and my husband stepped out on me for a long time. He had a child while we was married. We was married for 25 years. And he just stepped out doing his thing, coming home when he wanted to, but he always used to call to check to see if I was home, make sure I wasn't going anywhere, and put the blame on me. Well, you did this or you didn't do that. And with the infidelity, you can try, which I find out about it, and I tried to make my marriage work. But if you don't have God in it, it doesn't work at all. We went in the wrong way in the first place. But I was there trying to make it work, do everything that I was supposed to do. But it didn't work out like that. Just staying in it for the kids is not right. But like I said, God wasn't in it in the first place. And it's a lot that went with it, that went down. But infidelity, adultery, all that's real.
Okay, okay. So what I gathered from that was several things. I'm get back to caller one. Can we get caller two here?
Hello. I'm on the phone.
Yeah. I want you to share what your experience with this is.
Well, my experience will be with someone that I actually have worked with for years. And she was actually cheating on her spouse, and they had a kid together. This guy, his wife would actually call to the job, and me and her sat right next to each other, you know, in the nurse's station, like, you know, what's going on here? I said, this is somebody else's, you know, husband. You know, I said, that's not right. And, you know, she met him. She would tell me this stuff. She met him at like a hotel, I can say, and the wife followed them, you know, and come to find out the wife was a police officer. And that next day she came back to work, she had this scar on her face. And I say, you see, I said, I told you this was dangerous. I said, you mess with someone else's husband. You know, he know that his wife works so many, you know, these long shifts, so he wants to meet you at a hotel, but you know, and then you messed up with a police. You didn't know the lady was a police officer. I said she could have killed you if that was her mindset, because you were messing with her husband. Instead, you know, she left you, you know, that scar. So I said and then the infidelity part, her being unfaithful to her own husband because she was married. And that's it. She just, yeah. It just, it wasn't that godly.
Okay.
I had to tell her.
This is real. So the Bible says, call one, call two, y'all both still right there. The Bible says, do unto others as you would have them. Y'all finished it.
Do unto you.
Boy, do you know how selfish people who commit adultery are? Now, adultery, remember the woman they brought to Jesus? She committed adultery, but so did the man. They didn't bring the man because they was being biased. In other words, see, when we talk about this relationship with God, because all of this is predicated on our relationship with God. Let's get this first outright clear. We do right because we serve a God who we should love. Love meaning obey. Love and obedience are the same word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. If you obey God, you love God. If you love God, you obey God. So when we're talking about marital unfaithfulness, we're talking about what we do. Our whole life is predicated on our love, our obedience to God. Understood?
Amen. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
We do other people the way that we... In other words, if you know about the infidelity, would you tell?
Yes.
Well, I'm about to get... Y'all thought I was playing this morning and told them to put them kids aside right quick. Huh? If you knew about the infidelity, caller number two, would you tell?
I would.
Caller one, would you tell?
Yes, I would.
Now, watch this. That's great. Because I would, too. Now, would you tell to somebody you didn't even know? In other words, you knew the one who was doing the wrong. Would you tell their spouse? Uh-oh. Oh, man, it gets good now.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets good now. You know why it gets good? Because now we say we don't have no dog in that hunt. We don't have no dog in that fight. I don't know them people, but you know about what's going on. Now, let's get these questions back down. Let's come back to it. Caller one, would you tell the spouse that you didn't know?
Yes.
Caller two?
No.
Mm-hmm. I like the realness now. That's kind of hard, huh? Especially for somebody you don't know. Let me go a little deeper. If it was somebody you knew, your friend, your loved one, and they was the one committing adultery, would you tell the other person? Call it too?
No.
So is your cousin cheating with a married man? Would you tell the husband?
I would speak with my cousin about it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me get back to my question. Would you tell the husband?
No.
All right. I like that. That's my bad side. I love it, though. Caller 1, would you tell?
Yes, I would.
Chill, about
being a situation
I got
like
on my
that.
Mind. I don't
yeah.
All right, cool. So that y'all see how it gets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go a little step deeper. Miss Tiana, caller
yes,
2.
Sir.
If it was you committing adultery, would you tell on yourself?
If
you would?
If I was approached by my spouse, you know, about, you know, him thinking that I was unfaithful, and I got just that upset, yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's real. This is real. Caller 1, would you tell on yourself?
Just like what she said, because if I was asked, approached about it, yeah.
Okay. So, y'all, here's where it gets tricky. If you have operative word IF, if was a fifth, if you have integrity and love for God, Lord Jesus, help me have mercy.
Come on.
Why does it take for natural events to happen? For you to tell.
Come on. You're right.
Because God is a spirit now. And see, this is when we dumb down our relationship with God. In other words, this is when people no longer believe the God that you serve. Because since God is a spirit, why does it take a physical act to get your mind right? You know what happens? God is showing you.
Because
we'll say, you know, remember how the Bible says God will meet you where you are? In other words, you didn't receive God spiritually. In other words, you didn't receive God when you knew about it. Because the Bible says, those who we call friends, he lets everything be known. In other words, you don't love your spouse like you say you love your spouse. You don't love the person who you're in a relationship like you say you love them. Because if you love them, wouldn't you share, divulge all information? You know what I get? I'm going to take I out of it. Because I don't want to make this part. You know what God gets tired of? When people think something is not important to the other person, and they use that as an excuse, because if it was important, you know, I didn't think it was important. That's why I tell you, mentality, that is not cool, that is not right, and it's not godly. Now, why does it take for something physically to be showing, somebody physically to be doing to others? Would you not want to know if your spouse was cheating on? Wouldn't that be integrity? In other words, I can be around an honest enemy before I'm around, you know, a lying friend. Give me the honest enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody beg to differ?
No.
Do you want a friend that always lies, or do you want an enemy that always tell the truth? Which one you want?
Enemy that always tell the truth.
Truth.
The truth, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Since we're talking about the enemy that tells the truth, I can deal with that. At least I know how to deal with you.
Right.
But the person that hugs you, pats you on your back, maybe they're feeling for a soft spot to stab you with. That's the only reason why they wrap their arms around you. They're hugging you, but notice where their hands are on your back.
Come on.
You understand? And I'm telling us Christians this. This is important, Christians. We're talking about marital unfaithfulness. Because y'all know we take on the mentality of the world, but I thought we're supposed to be in the world but not of the world. We're supposed to be peculiar. Peculiar people do stuff differently than what the world does. How can we be in God and do as the world does? Remember, faith without actions, works, right? Faith without works.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we believe in God, but we're doing the same thing that the world does? The world says, if you don't catch me, I ain't do it. So why would we take on the same mentality?
Right.
Right.
So God has given you a grace period called come clean period. You know that's grace period. But don't you know come clean period run out? That means grace runs out. Now everything on the opposite side of grace is hell. That means you about to give what you deserve now.
All right.
Marital unfaithfulness. The reason why I'm posing these questions, y'all, this is good, and I love the activity, and thank you all. You know, Carter 1, you said something earlier. Your spouse started to blame you. Now people are starting to blame others. Marital unfaithfulness. They'll start to say, well, you didn't have time. Huh? Well, you didn't cook enough. Well, we weren't intimate enough. Well, it wasn't good. Right. They start blaming you. But don't you know that love covers a multitude of sin? In other words, when you got involved with them, you accepted all. If you had a problem with them, instead of blaming them and then saying, well, this is why I was unfaithful, there's nothing on God's earth can make you unfaithful but yourself.
Right. Mm. Come on.
Because if you had a problem with them, step one, baby, honey, sweetie, husband, wife, the love of my life. How can something be the love of your life and you put something before it?
Right.
How can God be the love of our life and we put us before him?
Mm-hmm. True.
Come on, marriage unfaithfulness, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do want y'all to know I'm not just talking to married folk. I'm talking to people who aspire to be in relationships so you know the right thing. I'm talking to people who are in relationships. I'm talking to people who walk around single. You're still married to God. You understand? I'm talking to everybody. If you have a relationship of any sort, I don't care if it's mother to daughter, okay, it's called faithfulness. And trust me, you cannot be a faithful mother if you do not operate in God. You cannot be a faithful father if you don't operate in God. In other words, you and your child are not friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not being faithful to them. You're not even giving them a true identity, an opportunity to grow. They don't even grow up nowadays talking about, boy, my mom and them used to tear my behind up. Shh. Now they say, my mom used to talk to me. Talking ain't good enough. For real. Every parent that say, well, mine ain't nothing wrong with mine, it's only because something that's not right with you. Of course you're going to see it that way. But in the end, if you're sitting up there, you letting your children smoke weed and everything else, and with you right now, you have something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So the blame game comes into play. Caller number one, people start blaming. Signs of infidelity. Marital unfaithfulness. They will start to blame you. Mm-hmm. Blaming is a part of, murmuring and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Murmur and complain. Y'all don't ever get this twisted. Women, listen. Men, listen. Relationships, marriages, whatever you're in, because your relationships will lead to marriage. So, you have a better chance of everyone. See, the one who's married, now they got to decide, well, how are we going to do this in God? The relationship people, you can counsel it out.
Come on.
Before it goes to marriage, if it's not right.
Right.
Hmm? Watch this. Problem number one, people start blaming those where they don't want to be at. Complaining is a form of, when you complain about something, that means I'm somewhere that I don't want to be.
Yep. Tell it.
Y'all don't get it twisted. Somebody has been through this. Somebody's relationships, marriage, you're going through it right now, check it out. If ever they complaining, listen to me. They don't want to be there.
Yes, indeed.
Right. All right.
Hello.
Yes, indeed.
Hello. Now, you may be head over heels in love talking about love is blind. Love is not blind. God is not blind.
Nope.
In other words, you're putting that person before you put the truth. You know, God is the T-R-U-T-H in all situations. He's the way that he's the truth and he's the life. The Bible says there's only one way to the Father, and it's through the Son. God is his word, correct?
Yes, yeah, correct. Yeah.
Y'all know that? God is his word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the word became life. Look at the Son. Became life.
Yes.
How can you get to the word when you don't live the life, you don't establish the truth? In other words, if you can't receive God's messenger, What makes you think you can see, receive the one who sent it? You can't.
Yeah.
If you reject the messenger, you reject the message.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all hear me? Marital unfaithfulness. Marital unfaithfulness. If they reject you as a spouse, you know they're rejecting God. Now, anybody else want to put that on the table and say that's not true? The phone line open. If you can't be faithful to what you committed before God in the natural, how can you be faithful to a spiritual God? Let me put it this way. Look at what the Bible says. How can you love me, someone you have never seen, yet you can't love your brother that you see on a day-to-day basis? Let me put it this way, translate it. How can you obey me when you can't obey it, what I sent you? You can't obey marriage, yet alone obey me.
Come on.
I'm talking to the adulterer. And the one who committed. I'm talking to the spouse who committed the adultery and the scene, because it's a two-part thing. It's not just, oh, that's Lord. Y'all see how many women out there say, hey, go back home to your wife. Don't come over here with me. And this is not after they've done something wrong. This is before the wrong happened.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all where some, but I'm trying to show y'all some marital unfaithfulness. Watch this, caller one. You want to see some signs of marital unfaithfulness? Let me give you two. One is the blame game. Another one is the complaining game. A third one, let me give you a third one, is when that and the other individual fall out. Why y'all got to fall out when nothing was established in the first place?
Come on.
Caller one, listen to me now. Boy, y'all to bring it to the surface now. What the calling out, what the falling out happens for? Why would you fall out with something that you don't have no investment in?
Tell it.
Yeah.
And caller two, why would I fall out with my friend when I don't have no investment in that friendship? You walk away, you walk away. Oh, well.
True.
Something was invested. Something was promised. Something happened there. And that's why the fallout, you know, that's a form of falling out, is a form of complaining. In other words, I'm on the outside when I thought you said we wasn't going to be on the outside. I wasn't going to be on the outside.
Yes.
Righty.
Tom? Come on. Gideon? Because when that trumpet blow, they'll start to self-destruct. They'll start to telling each other. Match on faithfulness. So watch the blame game, y'all. Trying to help you out. Watch the complaining. And watch the falling out. Now, some of them are slick. You know how people watch the first 48? They watch it so that they can beat the system. Some of them might listen in on the call just to beat the system. But here's the thing. You can't beat God. You can see my hands in spades, but you can't beat it.
That's right.
You understand? If I have the big little joker, if I have the ace, king, and queen, you can't beat it, so I can show you my hand. You can't beat
it. Five books.
And guess what we got? We trump out over here.
Yes.
God don't lose. I'm telling y'all this for a reason, because people were trying to outslick God.
Yeah.
Okay? So caller number one, that's a sign. Blame. Another sign is props. People use props. Their money. Their children. Their long work hours. People use props. Their parents. Well, you know that's somebody I've been knowing all my life. Yeah, we went to school together. That's a prop. Listen to me. If your spouse is uncomfortable with a situation, even though they didn't say it, consider your spouse. Consider your mate. Consider God. If you put God first, how can we be unfaithful to him? Because when you put something first, you take on their mindset and see if they would like it or not. Lord Jesus, help me.
Come on.
If you put, listen to me, if you put your spouse first, you put on their mindset. I done told y'all this before. Let me give y'all some free marriage counseling advice. Because people say the word of God is free, but it was a price being paid. Because if the word of God is free, aren't you a part of the word of God? You know, you can't return it to him void. Why you don't work for free? Oh, I ain't talking about that. Well, shoot, it ain't free for past either. But we dumb down the past because he's not important or she's not important anymore. That's okay. That's how you get fed, though.
Yeah.
Because the car thought your reward was in heaven. I know. Why are you still working for money then? You should be in heaven too, right? There's a different standard now. But check it out. If you put the spouse first, and I do this in marriage counseling all the time, when you put your spouse first, you don't have no problem with marriages. If anything y'all going to argue about, call it to me, you will be arguing about is, baby, where you want to go? You're going to be saying, no, whatever you want to do. And I'm saying, you're too cute. Where you want to go? This should be that kind of thing.
Right.
Because we both trying to put each other first. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go first this week, and next week is you, okay?
Right.
Listen to me, y'all. If you put one another first, you don't have a problem. Say, male to unfaithfulness. The problem is when you haven't done it, and then you suffer consequence, and you say, let's work through it. Well, see, now the onus is on the other person if they want to work through it or not.
Right.
Don't expect them to work through something that you've done wrong. Now, watch this, especially when you haven't put all chips on the table, because people will tell in part. They won't tell the whole truth. You know why? Because they'll say, I don't want to damage anything. No, tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Remember, you see, some people will say, I don't want to know the whole truth. That's you. Give them what they want at this point. Tell them the whole truth and let them decide whether they want to stay. Now you still become a liar because they don't know who you really are because you would not tell the truth on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I'm trying to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Listen to me, caller number one. Okay? See, so people use props. How many people you know use kids as a barrier to get in somebody's marriage? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
As a barometer. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Now that kid become that Secret Service agent. What they doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, listen, you got men do it all the time. What your mom and them be doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The child don't know. The child just be innocent, telling everything.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Women do it all the time. What they doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
But not only were they asking what they're doing, they use the child as a prop to keep the relationship afloat.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know that we have a child together, you know we always going to be connected. Says who?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I'm going to talk about it. Male to unfaithful. So just because you have, come on, caller number two, let me start with you. Because you have a child with somebody that gives you the right to call them and they have a spouse? Start there. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about it. That gives you the right to do it?
No.
But I start getting people on this call. I don't even know if they're on the call. They might be embarrassed because I know people who have done this and do it. Put yourself in the position of the spouse. Some people don't care. But I'm talking about to the people who love their marriage because they love their God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, show yourself blameless. In other words, you don't play with anything that very well can separate something that God put together.
Come on.
If I know you as attractive, caller two, caller one, me and you married caller one, why would I be calling caller two when I know them as attractive, meaning I've been there before? You don't have to be in a relationship, but I've been there. I laid down with her before. Why would I play that game?
No, you wouldn't. Mm-mm.
A lot of people would.
Exactly.
Because caller one, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Right.
So now I call her cousin.
Come on.
Pops. Y'all see what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Well, that's my friend.
Yep.
Friend don't mean nothing in today's time. Because a friend is like a brother or sister. You know, if I say, hey, would you sleep with your brother if you was drunk? And you a female, you say, ew, no, I would not. That's how you should treat a friend.
Yeah. Right.
A friend is just that. Lord, I'm bored. Oh, I know how to hit some soft spots, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are props, people.
Mm-hmm.
People use things as a prop. They use that's my pastor as a prop. They don't want Mr. Carr as a pastor. They want Mr. Carr as an object, even if I'm married. But I done invited married people on this call, and by the end of the call, they don't want to talk to me no more. You know why? because I ain't expect him to come and be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say your name? Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden it hurts. The truth hurts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it was a prop, it was an opportunity. That's an opportunist. People go to church just to find a man or a woman. They're not trying to find or build a relationship, marriage with God. They're just trying to find something that meets, suits their physical needs. They put themselves above everything else.
Right.
Props. You know how many women go to church wearing stuff like they went to the club? Even if they don't wear the stuff that look like, their heart is not right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tell it.
They're looking for their Boaz, but they want to come across as a damsel in distress. But God knows your heart. Man judges the outer appearance. God judges the heart. So you're committing adultery every Sunday when you don't go with the right intentions. You are committing adultery. You're not trying to build your relationship with God. You're trying to find you a natural relationship. Because maybe, just maybe, a man will see me today.
Wow.
And if I don't like the man that sees me, I can always use God as a prop and say, baby, I'm good. You know, I came in for God.
Mm-mm.
But next week you ain't come for God, because when your Adonis walks across in front of you, you say, Jesus is good. Huh?
Wow.
Ooh.
That man could be single, you can be single, but you are still committing adultery on God because God didn't send you there for that. As a matter of fact, what you looking for him for? He should be finding you. So why are you blowing up his life?
That's right.
True. True.
Are you trying to force something that don't want? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Blame? Props, caller one. Blaming props. Y'all follow me? Caller two.
Yeah.
Okay. You said you had a co-worker that cheated on a spouse. Y'all, it gets tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all don't mind the time. Hope y'all don't mind the time. Y'all know when it get good. It seemed like it was only 15 minutes. Okay, cool.
Right.
Now, people that it hurt, they be like, why don't he get on off the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Complaining, I told you, complain when you don't want to be there. You know when time flies when you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Time flies when you want to be there. But when you don't want to be there, you start complaining about time. You start looking at the clock.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. The co-worker that cheated on the spouse. Now, that's a co-worker. I don't have nothing to do with it. Or do you? Here's the thing. Let me give a piece of advice with that marital unfaithfulness. Okay? You don't know the spouse. Okay? Like that. And the Bible says, choose our battles accordingly. You know, you got to let God fight for you. As opposed to going to the spouse that I don't know, what I would do is go to the person and stir up the God in them.
All right. Come on.
You need to be telling your spouse. I don't believe that's right. Because if you start to, you know, you felt the need to tell me, well, I should also have the unction in me to tell you the truth. I'm not about to suppress God in me. I done heard people say, I got friends that say, hey, if this one don't work, sleep with the next one. How that's a friend? You know, how can two people walk together unless they be in agreement? If you're a friend, they say, you mess it.
Yeah.
What else do I have in common? Huh? You're a friend unfaithful to God. You unfaithful to God. That's not true, Mr. Carr. Well, why is it a friendship? Because shouldn't it be uncomfortable? But we have other things going in common. No, God comes first. And since God comes first, in other words, if you don't like my mama who never did you nothing wrong, why would you like me? It don't work like that. You won't like me because I'm going to represent my mother.
Right.
Yep.
So if our friendship is not established in God, meaning honesty, truth, integrity, and non-confusion, how can I be your friend?
Yes.
And then how you know if there's a relationship established in God? When you need them due to a marital faithfulness, where they at? What happened to your faithful friends in God? Why you don't have no friends in God all of a sudden? I thought your relationship was established in God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it wasn't established in God. Well, why did you play with it all that time?
Come on.
Caller number two, the cheating coworker.
Mm-hmm.
It's your opportunity. It's your God has given you an assignment. Because he said, when you see your brother in error, go to them in love. It's not gender-specific, brother, meaning, you know, just meaning human being. When you see them in error, go to them in love and restore them, lest you be tempted and fail. Temptation comes by way of Satan, not by God. God doesn't tempt, God tests. marital unfaithfulness. Right. Therefore, you have the onus, you own the responsibility to tell them the truth. In other words, to show them God. That don't mean you beat them down. You're a fisher amongst men. Now it's on you to do what you need to do in God. Because somebody call it two has creative hands. Very good.
All right.
Talented. Can fix up a room, decoration, all this. Now, if you can decorate in the natural, I know you got it going on in the spiritual.
Yeah.
That's your responsibility to get through to that person. Now, all you can do is set the table, put it out there, and keep on chipping away at the bit.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can I tell you this?
I'm sorry?
Can I tell you this? I'm sorry for interrupting, but this was maybe like 10 years ago, and I was, you know, as I was changing my life and becoming, you know, getting back into that relationship with God myself, is when I found out this was happening with her about 10 years ago, and she has changed completely. So me working on myself and me, you know, sending her God's word and working on her, she's a completely different person.
Okay.
And every time I see her, I speak with her, because we've both been at the same job for some years, you know, she always, you know, she reminds me and she thanks me. And I say, you can thank me, but thank God. So she has. And we go, you know, we visit the same church. So I worked on her when I first heard about it, as I was working on myself.
That's right. And you see that? That's good. Yeah, that's great, and I love that. I'm serious.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's my Peter right there. You'd be like, look, Jesus, I did wrong now. I cut the L.
And she's married again. But this is a good thing.
You see? Here's the thing. Caller 2 did not have to tell her indiscretions, but she did. See the integrity in that?
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all this again. Y'all just missed that now. Y'all see the faithfulness? Because that's a marriage between her and God. She didn't have to say anything that she did wrong. But she did. She put herself in harm's way because she was doing, she said when she got it together, a friend started to get, in other words, she became a good example. Not just full of words, but an example, a living epistle.
Right. Amen.
People get tired of hearing the sermon, right? They want to see one?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you got to be faithful to God. Look at how much integrity it was. We know she did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Now her words become solid. And she gives spiritual sound advice. People be giving good advice, but it ain't spiritual sound advice. They just want to listen to ear. You know why people run from the truth? Because the truth don't live in them.
Right.
Mm.
You can't be faithful to a God that's not living in you because you don't want God. So you go run to your aunties, your uncles, your friends, your coworkers. You go run to people who you say not going to judge you. In other words, you don't want people to correct you. So I would rather be unfaithful and just have people that's going to amen my unfaithfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, I got a couple people that did get on me. No, baby. They ain't get on you and God. That's a difference.
Right.
Because God will stay on you, not just get on you and let you up. No, indeed. God going to stay on you to win your soul.
That's right.
You'll just sharpen something one day and then just think it's sharp. No. Okay? And caller 2, you said, you know, something, and I wrote it down. Y'all, this is very important. How can another person become your confidant when you're spiritually involved with somebody else? In other words, you married, but how can your sister be your confidant and not your husband, Lord Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
how you married, hold on. How you married and your homeboy, your pastor, he's a pastor, he become your confidant and not your spouse. Your homeboy that's a pastor don't come before your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me. I want y'all to see something. That is a trick from the devil. Ooh, come on. Marital unfaithfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you become second tier to your spouse or your relationship, they'll tell everybody else, but don't tell you.
Yes.
Watch this. And they use the prop of, caller 1, watch this, the prop of, I didn't think that it was important enough to tell you. Well, if it wasn't important enough to tell them, it shouldn't have been important enough to tell nobody.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
But here's the thing. If you know it, how the rest of your body don't know it, even if you're not married? I get tired of hearing this, y'all. making this, well, watch this, and I'm making this personal now, because I use I, me, mine. Watch this, just to prove a point to y'all, watch this. I get personally tired of hearing couples say, or people that's in relationships say, I'm not married. And you won't be married with that mentality.
All right.
That's right.
The Bible says to study to show thyself approved. Y'all remember we talked about on Wednesday night? Number one was the art of knowing. Before you know something, don't you... Lord, have mercy. Call it to look at it. They don't even catch what I just said. Before you know something, don't you... Lord Jesus. Knowing and studying go hand in hand. Before I know it, I got to study it.
Yeah.
Right.
And in studying, I understand it. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. So now that you have a relationship, now that you have something called love, now that you have something called I am submitting myself all into it, I'm thrusting myself all up into this thing right here, whether it be through marriage or relationship, whatever it be, I'm putting myself involved in it, I'm investing in it, shouldn't studying lead to knowing?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, indeed.
So the rest of your body... How can you be married or even not married in a relationship? See, you should. The Bible said by faith. By faith, Mary and Joseph was married. They never walked down an aisle. By faith, they were married.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Y'all better catch it because he never even asked for her hand in marriage. He was about to leave her. When he found out that she was pregnant, an angel had to come and talk to him. In other words, he took on a marriage before he physically. This is how you know you in God, marital and faithfulness. Watch this. When you can receive it before it manifests in the natural.
Amen.
Girl, I'm going to get it right when we get married. Baby, you have yet to receive it because when you said, before you said, I do, and he said you was his wife, there should be no strippers at the party because I only see my wife body. So, Negro, the rest of you and the homeboys can go somewhere else. I know y'all dogs, cues and all that, but I can't do it, man. I am committed. I only want to see this one. I only want to talk. Lord, I'm talking in a language that some people don't understand. Because if it takes the ring for you to be married and faithful, when you lose it, now what happens? When you take it off, now what happens?
Right. Yeah. Right.
This is why a lot of people don't wear it. Because they say, I'm no longer obligated. But then let me tap you on your shoulder. Is that right? Is that right? So when other people become confidants, that's only a form of your marital unfaithfulness first to God. Because the Bible says, confess your sins one ye to another.
Right.
This should be the first. Hold on, watch this. Wouldn't it be a shame, caller two, caller one? Caller one. Wouldn't it be a shame for my body to be cold? For my body to be cold, but everything below my knees say differently? And I walk outside in temperatures that are like 32, 29 degrees. That means they're not communicating with each other, so I'm more likely to get sick because they're not communicating with the rest of the body. This is why a lot of relationships get sick, because you found another confidant and not the one who God said that you would be one with. So the rest of the body don't know what's going on. My God.
Right.
Did y'all catch the analogy?
Yes, sir.
Then when the rest of the body find out, it's a little too late because now the body is sick. Body of Christ, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to help somebody out.
Yes.
So we start finding other confidants. And we talked about the fire communication. Some people use it as a prop. You right, I didn't communicate. No, you should have done right so that you wouldn't have to hide communication. Because you can't possibly communicate wrongdoing to somebody who's invested. You know that? You can't possibly.
Yeah.
That means you should do right from the giddy up. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you got to go, I do understand. But everybody else stay put right there. We can't orchestrate these things, man. This is good. I'm going to do it as God told me to do it. You understand? Marital unfaithfulness. Watch this. Let me read this thing to y'all. I love this one. Caller two, caller one. Watch this. The question is, do I have to confess my adultery to my spouse? Now, make that relevant to your situation. Even if you're not married, you can be unfaithful in marriage. I hope we're too old to be dating, right? If your dating don't lead to marriage, get out their phone. Get,
right.
Where my broom at? I'm just playing with y'all.
Like buzzing.
Yeah, I'll be look. I don't use rulers, I use brooms. Huh? Well, shoot. Mm. If you're dating not leading to marriage, stop playing with them and stop playing with yourself.
Right.
Well, I ain't dating nobody because they ain't ready for me. They're too. You still dating God. He ready for you. Now what? Are you ready for him? Mm, I ain't looking at it like that. I know. Sit down. Where my broom is? Get the small broom for that person. Get the small broom.
Yeah.
Huh? So this applies to everybody. This applies to your situation. Do I have to confess my adultery to my spouse, Miss Tiana? Wow.
Yes.
That's the question. Well, let me read what this article says. This article says whether or not to confess the sin of adultery to one's spouse is a dilemma for many Christians. Y'all know that's a dilemma?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a dilemma for many Christians who have had the unfortunate experience of the sin of adultery. Y'all, adultery don't feel good. Was you mad or was you not mad? Somebody cheating on you don't feel good. And typically, hurt people. In other words, if Miss Caller 2, I almost called her name, my bad. I suppose, okay, cool. If Caller 2 and I have a relationship, we have a relationship, and I've been hurt by Caller 1, if I step into Caller 2 relationship, well, I've been hurt before, so what I do to Caller 2 really don't even matter, or it may be a part of my life. Because I've been hurt and I've never been healed, therefore what I do to Caller 2, I might not look at it as hurt. I look at it as the norm.
Right.
In other words, you got to heal before you move forward. And in other words, how can you not heal when God was your primary source in the first place? Why are you looking at something that never looked at you?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Does it apply to anybody? Okay, cool. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So, the worldly experts, look what it says. Worldly experts usually encourage adulterers to keep their mouths shut about their infidelities, proclaiming worse damage will be done by confessing. This is what the world thinks. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't hear it from the world, it was in you. We were sick in iniquity.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? The heart is readily wicked. No one knows. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say if they don't know, it won't hurt them, Mr. B. So I'm not going to tell them nothing. Miss Latanya, you told stuff that you shouldn't have told, stuff that you knew and stuff that the person didn't even see. That's what the world, boy, I'm going to tell you with Satan getting on the scene.
Come on.
You should make it so uncomfortable when sin is around you because we live a holy life. Sin shouldn't want to be around you until it starts to conform.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
How can two walk together unless they be in agreement, right?
Right.
That's what the world says, that his worst damage will be done by confessing. I done heard people say, well, if I told you, I thought that you was going to be. But telling a lie is far worse than telling the truth. The lie hurts more when the truth surfaces. But here's the problem with that, Miss Jennifer. People who are deeply rooted in lies will keep on telling it. They'll never truly fully confess. But watch this article, though. Watch this article, y'all. Watch this, y'all. I'm trying to help somebody. Because somebody knows somebody, been with somebody, or you are there somebody that will lie, they catch their lie, and you'll keep on telling another lie because you don't want to go in. In other words, what slippery slope? When will you stop and get off the slippery slope? The slippery slope goes down. What's down and what's up top? Heaven is up top. Let me give you, what's down below? Okay, you got it. So they think that it will be worse damage by confession. The problem with this is that it stifles one's conscience and doesn't allow for the restoration of a relationship that confession is intended to encompass. So it stifles your conscience. Watch this.
Yeah.
James 5 and 16 says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. In other words, there's healing taking place when lies are in the room.
Right.
Marital unfaithfulness, y'all. Marital unfaithfulness. If you did it, say you did it. Say what you've done. Say what they know you've done and what they don't know you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the adulterer. I'm talking to the one who cheated. I'm talking to the one who cheated on the finances. I'm talking to the one who your kids don't know. They're mature enough to know now. Tell them the truth about mama. Yeah. Tell them the truth about daddy. Tell them the truth about the relationships.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
True. Yes.
Huh? You can go tell the person behind, no disrespect, the person in the booth, in the confession booth, you know why? Because, you know, them people don't have to live with you. Why you can't be honest enough to tell the people who are around you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Talking about where I prayed to God. The Bible said, confess your sins one year to another. So if you prayed to the God that you say you prayed to, he would also redirect you and say, you prayed to me, but you need to get it right with them. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
A part, Lord Jesus, caller one. You understand? A part of getting it right. Listen, this applies to everybody. This applies to all of us. A part of getting it right is not picking up where you left off and say, let's work through it. A part of working through anything is going back to square one and getting this thing right. We're going to go and stop as you choose to. So if you want to stop here and revisit it, let's revisit it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Pass the test, God would not promote you. I want you to know that. The Apostle Paul wisely stated, so I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. When your conscience is clear, you don't have to keep on lying.
Yes.
You don't have to remember your lies. Some demons are so bold. Some men are so bold until you call it two. I know what I said last week. I know it was a lie. I know what I said. But this week I'm saying this. That's how bold that demon is. In other words, depart from that demon. That demon has no more respect for you. And in other words, it's telling you, I don't care about the relationship we had or have. I'm telling you. I'm telling the truth right now. Negro, you ain't telling the truth last week. That demon wants you to listen to it and not God. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Okay. So Paul said, keep a clear conscience before God and man. Although adultery is a sin against God, first and foremost, the Bible also says that our bodies do not belong to ourselves, but also to the one we married. 1 Corinthians 7:4. The physical act of sex is the symbol of the way a married couple becomes one flesh when God joins them together in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. For these reasons, the person who has committed adultery should pray and allow the Holy Spirit to lead them or her, lead him or her, confessing the infidelity at the appropriate time. You know, after some people say, I was going to tell you, but they never did.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, caller, too? That's why I told you, you should be on top of that with your friend.
All right.
Co-worker. You got to encourage them, hey, tell that person the truth, even if it means that y'all going to get a divorce. The truth is far worse than, better than a lie. Watch this, y'all. A guilty conscience is what the article says. A guilty conscience would not go away simply by trying to ignore it.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, watch this, though. Caller one. Watch this. It may, in fact, lead to psychological and even physical problems. Lord Jesus, have mercy.
Tell the truth.
Have you ever seen somebody going crazy about to lose their mind? Because God is trying to get their attention, and they keep on fighting against God. They're fighting the truth, and it's messing with their conscience.
Yeah.
Huh? Let me read that part again. A guilty conscience will not go away simply by trying to ignore it. In other words, you can scream at the top of your lungs, Satan, leave me alone. It don't matter. Marriage unfaithfulness. God has told you I have not cheated on you. I told you. You can scream as loud as you want, bro.
Yeah.
Huh? You couldn't tell the truth about the simple stuff, let alone something severe. You didn't want them to know the simple stuff, let alone them knowing something that's very detrimental in your eyesight, like sex. Here's the thing. You have committed sexual sin. Now, the physical sin, watch this. When you mentally have committed yourself to somebody else, where the mind go, the body will follow, if you didn't understand that.
Absolutely.
The physical part is the easy part. They got your mind already.
Yep.
I know, but I did not. Do you not understand? You don't want just bust hell wide open through what you've physically done, but how you spiritually live, mentally. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Watch this. So it may in fact lead to psychological, number two, I'm calling number two, it may lead to psychological and even physical problems, a guilty conscience. As difficult as it would be for anyone to tell their husband or wife that they may have been unfaithful, it is necessary not only for the integrity of the marriage, but also for the relationship between the person and God, so that their conscience may be clear and they will be able to live a holy and blameless life. See, it's not only important for the other person to know, but it's also important for your relationship with God. The problem with that is a lot of men and women alike think that at least I got it right with God, I'm good. That is not true. Because if you can't serve God in the natural, you can't serve him spiritually. You do know that, right?
True.
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to help somebody out. In other words, they're avoiding telling you the truth because they say, I got it right with God. You don't need to know what it was about.
Yeah.
But I thought you said you got married in God. I thought you said God sent you this individual.
Right.
That relationship you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if God is involved in it, how can him and God not know the truth?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's part one. That's a question.
Right.
What part of secrecy is about God?
No.
God don't keep no secrets from us. So why are we keeping secrets
no.
from us? See, the reason why we have marital unfaithfulness in the natural is because we have marital unfaithfulness in the spiritual. Watch this. And isn't it a shame that we won't someone naturally to accept us when God has not spiritually accepted you?
Yeah.
Let me say this again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a shame, caller, too, for us to want somebody naturally to accept what God spiritually has rejected? Now, if that person being God, you do understand why the rejection is happening, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help somebody out. I'm trying to help a married couple. I'm trying to help a relationship. I'm trying to help the relationship between you and yourself get right. You're not even faithful to the marriage you have with yourself.
Yeah.
You're self-imploding. You're destructing because of your conscience. You understand that? And you know it's a deep, 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 deeply rooted demon.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go through so many hills, so many mountains to pull stuff out. For the person who's on the end that's receiving, I encourage you to stay in God. You make your decision based on God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you lose your mind fooling around with something that don't have one.
Right.
You understand? I don't care that kids were involved. I don't care that finances were involved. I don't care that you got to go back to living like you was living before when you ain't have nothing. Do not let those be barometers for you to stay. Because when the devil knows he got something over your head, he will use it as a ploy. Oh, y'all heard me already? As a prop.
Yes, yeah.
So what you going to do, go back to your mama? I don't care what I got to do. I know I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They can be laughing at you, too. They can laugh. But my soul.
That's right.
Would be safe.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
You understand? You understand? Y'all understand me? That don't mean
that
you have to go back. If God didn't tell you to go, don't you go.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, make sure you're in God before you make your decision.
Right. Amen.
Don't be making your decisions based on emotion. Make your decision based on God because he cannot steer you wrong.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because see, the people that caused you to divorce, they divorced. They been left God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? Marriage to unfaithfulness. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about even in friendships. You was friend with Susie, but because John didn't like Susie, John not in God, you listen to John. See, that's marriage to unfaithfulness. Susie didn't do nothing wrong. But you so faithful to John that you left Susie alone because of John. That's marital unfaithfulness. Now, John not even in God. So now you follow somebody who was divorced from God. Now you divorced from a friend. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Indeed.
True.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? You listen to the wrong person. Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible says wise men seek wise counsel.
Yeah.
Where did you get your information from?
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get your information from? Marital unfaithfulness? 101. We're about to rock and roll later on this evening. Miss Tiana, you want to pray? Look, caller one, caller two, thank you all so much for sharing. I appreciate that. Miss Tiana, you want to pray for us, please?
Yes, let's bow our heads
Heavenly Father, thank you for the words that have gone forth. We are truly grateful. Yes, you have fed us, dear Lord, with so much to take away. Because we believe that marital unfaithfulness is just between husband and wife. But man, oh man, what it truly is any relationship. And in all our relationships, they should be grounded in you. We thank you. And as we go forward on today, let us be reminded, Heavenly Father, that all our relationships are grounded in you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day, and we will see y'all later on this evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.